AP News, I'm Tim McGuire in San Jose, California.
So a horrible tragedy has happened today.
Eight people have been shot to death, another left in critical condition by a co-worker who then shot and killed himself at a light rail yard that serves the Valley Transportation Authority. No motive has been given. San Jose Police Chief Anthony Mata says 40 other people were evacuated from the building this morning.
There's no doubt that the courageous acts of our men and women at the San Jose Police Department save lives and help rescue the over 40 employees that were present at this facility.
This man, a neighbor of the shooter, Sam Cassidy, tells KGO,
I see a lot of the stories, you know, of this type of stuff happening across the country, but never did I expect it to happen, like, literally right across the street from my house.
A fire was reported at a home owned by Cassidy shortly before he began shooting. Senate Republicans seem determined to block a House passed bill to set up a commission to investigate the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The mother of a Capitol Hill police officer who died shortly after the riot is challenging Republican lawmakers.
With a procedural vote soon to take place in the Senate and expectations, there won't be the needed 10 Republican votes to pass the measure. Gladys Sicknick made a plea for their support to investigate the truth of what happened at the Capitol. Her son, Officer Brian Sicknick, died a day after violent confrontations with rioters. Mrs. Sicknick said, Congressmen and senators who are against this bill should visit her son's grave at Arlington National Cemetery and think about what their, quote, hurtful decisions will do to those officers who will be there for them going forward. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called on Republicans to block the measure, accusing Democrats of wanting a commission to litigate Donald Trump's involvement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Attorney Alan Dershowitz sues Netflix.
Attorney and Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz is suing Netflix for $80 million for his portrayal in the series Filthy Rich about sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit filed in Miami federal court contends Netflix intentionally misled Dershowitz regarding his appearance in the series. The lawsuit also claims Netflix defamed Dershowitz by falsely asserting he had sex with one of Epstein's victims, Virginia Giuffre. Dershowitz, who once represented Epstein, has denied accusations from Giuffre that they had sex. Epstein died in August 2019 at a New York jail in what was ruled a suicide. I'm Mike Rossia.
An eclectic mix of the scholarly, the serious, and whimsy as London Science Museum and the Cambridge University Library acquire items belonging to late physicist Stephen Hawking, his personalized wheelchairs, landmark papers on theoretical physics, as well as his scripts from his appearance on The Simpsons. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.